Chapter 10, Napkin Presentation Number 9, Motivation and Attitude. One of the most important of the napkin presentations is this one on motivation. This will give you an excellent understanding of what motivates people. You will learn how to work with your people to motivate them. Start out by writing the word motivation at the top of your napkin or board. Next, draw two arrows, one pointing down and the other pointing up. Point out that there are two kinds of motivation, down motivation and up motivation. Label the arrows. Down motivation is what we call hot bath, but up motivation is constant. Let me explain. Most of you probably have been to rah-rah motivational rallies and found yourself gung-ho to get with it and get going, again, with the program you're in. You usually find that you've cooled off again in a couple of weeks or months. When you take a hot bath, it seems the hotter the bath, the quicker you seem to cool off. I have seen people go to motivational rallies that last up to 3 days. Then 2 weeks after they get home, they're totally depressed. Why? For 3 days, they get hyped up, really motivated, but nobody told them what to do and or how to do it. That's why they get down. Even reading this book is hot bath. I'll get to up motivation in a little bit. Going to seminars, getting together with your sponsor, reading a book, moving some product, obtaining more knowledge, these are all forms of hot bath or down motivation. That's not to say that they are bad, for they are necessary. Before I talk about up motivation, I want to talk about attitude. Imagine that you're going to talk to someone about your business. That person doesn't know anything about it, so they have an attitude level of zero. Let's say for you to be effective in talking to them about the business, you need an attitude level of 50 degrees. If your attitude level is short of 50 degrees, don't talk to anybody, because they will just drag you down. Suppose the person you want to sponsor has come to your presentation. They have signed the application. They want to get started, and boy, are they excited about the business. They're all the way up to 65 degrees. They're going to get rich. Before they have had a chance to learn anything, they go out and start talking to people. Since they really don't know how to handle themselves when confronted by negative skeptics, they get negative themselves, even from well-meaning relatives and friends who may have been disillusioned by getting signed up by someone who just wanted to get rich off them, rather than by someone who was willing or able to help them build a business. A real sponsor with a commitment to helping others ahead of helping himself or herself. What will happen is they will drop down to the 50-degree level. You get back together with them again, answer their objections and questions they may have, and they'll go back up maybe to 70 degrees. And this time they will stay up a little bit longer before they go below 50 degrees again in their attitude level. The question: how would you like to have an attitude level about 50 degrees all the time? In other words, you aren't up and down like a yo-yo, but you want to be constant. The only way I know of that you can do that is with up motivation, because up motivation is constant. Here is up motivation. You have a sponsor. Your sponsor, labeled SP, will help to sponsor people for you. We start with 5. Notice that when you sponsor 5 people, you have only 25 degrees. Again, a mistake to avoid. Sponsoring more than you can effectively work with, adding 5 degrees at a time and losing them just as fast. Your sponsor helped you sponsor these 5 people, and you in turn will help those 5 people sponsor others for their 5 degrees. Their 5 degrees is 10 degrees for you. All the second level people are worth 10 degrees each for you. Notice, if you only helped one of the 5 people to sponsor 5 others, that would put you above 50 degrees. Notice what happens when you teach sponsoring down another level. The third level is 20 degrees. The fourth is 40 degrees. The deeper you go, the hotter it gets. The only way you can appreciate this phenomenon is when it's first happening, and that's why you want it to happen to your people as soon as it can possibly happen for them. Once they experience it, they will be excited. Here's an example. Carol sponsors Tom, and Tom sponsors Bill. Carol gets a phone call and finds out that Bill went out last week and sponsored 5 serious people. He's really going to run with it. What happens is that excites everybody right up the sponsorship line. Note the arrow going up. That's why we call it up motivation. You need to help the people you sponsored to support their people. Let me show you an exception to that. When you sponsor someone into the business, they are a silver ship. Everyone comes in as a silver. They're excited, but they haven't gotten serious yet. Everybody has at least one friend. Get together with your people. Help them to sponsor some of their friends who come in as silver ships. Support your people as they help their friends to sponsor more friends on downline three or more deep. All of a sudden, downline there somewhere, you will find someone who turns out to be a gold ship. Here's what you do. Go down and work with the first real gold you have in that line. What will happen is that in the process of helping the gold, the silvers will be converted to gold. That is how you convert the silvers. Get someone under them. If that person under them really goes, is a gold, the silver that had sponsored them will say, "Hey, I'd better get my act together." There isn't anything that will motivate people more than to have someone under them doing something. It has been said you can motivate people faster and more effectively by putting a candle under their sitting place than by putting a blowtorch to their thinking place. To wrap this up, the one thing you don't want to do is to have the people you have sponsored develop a dependency on you. The people you sponsor cannot be dependent on you forever, otherwise it's not going to work. There's got to be a point where they don't need you. We say this point is when your people can teach their people to teach all 10 of the napkin presentations. Then they know everything they need to know to build a strong organization. Then you can go find another serious person to replace them. Let's suppose for this example that you sponsored Sue. You would say, "Sue, let's say you are like the sun. The sun has more energy than anything we know of." It's kind of an indirect compliment. You continue by saying, "The person you, Sue, sponsor is like a pan of water." Note, you sponsored Sue, but don't actually assume the role of the sun and call her a pan of water. It's not that flattering. So in your group, there is a sun. At what point would the water boil? If you took a pan of water and set it out in the middle of the hottest desert on the hottest day of the year, it still would not boil. It will take 212 degrees for the water to begin to boil. It won't boil at 210 degrees or 211 degrees. It has to be at least 212 degrees to boil. So notice, if your attitude is at 212 degrees and only needs to be at 50 degrees to be effective, you could talk to anybody at any time about what you're doing. So that's the direction your attitude is heading. We just told you that the sun can't make the water boil. Your sponsor can't make the water boil either. None of the hot bath motivation can. I don't care if all the top people in all the multi-level companies came to town for a rally and you went to all of them, your water will never boil. They can get your attitude above the 50 degree effective level, but it's up to you to get the water boiling. And remember, your sponsor will help you. In other words, you know some people your sponsor doesn't know. Your sponsor will go with you and help you sponsor someone. Once you have sponsored someone, you have started the burner under the pan. With five people sponsored, you now have the pan sitting on five jets of the burner, the maximum number the pan can effectively cover. Notice the water isn't boiling yet. It's only 25 degrees if your five people have not sponsored anyone yet. But if any three run a string three deep, or any two a string four deep, or any one a string five deep, the water begins to boil. Any combination that adds up to 212 under the pan will get the water to boil. At the time the water is boiling, the sun, sponsor, can go away and the water will continue to boil. Once you've shown a person this and you call them on the phone, they realize that you are calling because you want to help them. You are not calling to give them a blowtorch to the head, but rather you are calling to see if you can light another burner or turn the temperature up on those already lit. You want to help them get their water to boil. The farther you go down the group, the hotter the burner gets. In all the programs, once you have a person with their water boiling, it may look similar to the example on the right. Notice that you have others sponsored as well. The first one to boil is not necessarily the first one you sponsored. It is the first one that got serious and got the depth in their organization to get and keep it going. When the water boils there, you can continue working with five serious people. Notice that the pan can only sit on five burners at a time. This kind of goes along with the first presentation in Chapter 2. If you have 15 people sponsored into the business, you can really work effectively with only five at a time. You may have to sponsor 10 to 20 people to get those five serious people. What happens to the others? We put them on the back burner, so to speak. So when you have the water boiling on one or more of the five, before you go out to search for someone brand new to sponsor, take a trip around to the back burner and let them know what's going on. You may find that because of timing and circumstances at the time you sponsored them, they weren't ready yet to get serious about the business, but they are ready now. Maybe they were just waiting to see how the program was going to work for you. So take a trip around to the back burner.